It's really fascinating how God's timing and ways come together in our lives. So in this message, we're reflecting on Psalm 42, which I happened upon right after preaching Psalm 41 about 2 years ago. What's striking is how this psalm comes right after a sermon about joy in the Advent season, the joy of Jesus' blessings, ascension, and worship. Some people might have left wondering why they didn't feel that joy, especially if they're struggling. Psalm 42 actually speaks to that, showing us what it looks like when joy feels missing and our souls are battling spiritual depression. The Psalms are actually divided into 5 books, and the last one we did, Psalm 41, ended Book 1. Psalm 42 opens Book 2, which is interesting because Book 1's Psalms mostly come from David, while Book 2 includes other authors like Asaph, Solomon, and the sons of Korah. The sons of Korah had quite a history descended from a man who rebelled against Moses, but whose sons chose to serve God faithfully as temple musicians. Despite their closeness to God's worship, even one of them experienced deep spiritual darkness, which Psalm 42 reveals. The psalm starts with this vivid image. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. That sounds beautiful at first, but the reality is a deer pants when the stream has dried up. It's a desperate longing for something missing. So it paints a picture of intense thirst, a soul desperate for God. The psalmist knows God lives, but wonders, when will I come to him? His suffering is so deep it affects him physically. My tears have been my food day and night. Meaning he's crying constantly, maybe not sleeping or eating well. And inside, there's this haunting question, where is your God? That nagging doubt and despair many people can relate to when faith feels distant. But then the psalmist remembers better days, times of joy leading worship with others at the house of God. The contrast is painful because now he feels cut off, even avoiding the community and worship. That's something I hear often from people struggling with depression. They know being with their church family would help, but the darkness makes it hard to go. It can just seem impossible to pray, read the Bible, or sing. So what do you do when the darkness descends and you feel abandoned? The psalm gives us a clear prescription. First, he counsels himself, why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. Here the mind speaks truth to the emotions. Our feelings might tell us we're hopeless, but the psalmist urges us to preach to ourselves, to remind ourselves who God is, and that this is only a season, not the end of the story. Back then, he looked forward to salvation he didn't fully understand, but we know now it's through Jesus Christ's perfect life, death, resurrection, and ascension the ultimate source of hope. The psalmist also encourages rational thinking amid the emotional storm. Life may feel like crashing waves or a relentless waterfall, troubles piling up, sometimes even people questioning your faith, but it helps to identify what's really going on step by step. Talking to someone struggling, I once asked, what's one small thing we can focus on fixing today? Breaking down a mountain of problems into manageable steps makes the battle feel less overwhelming. Even when things are rough, God's steadfast love remains love that doesn't waver or depend on our circumstances. That means no matter how bad it feels, God's love is constant and sure. The psalmist also shows the importance of crying out to God, despite the silence you might feel. Prayer is crucial, even if it feels like you're talking to the void. God always hears. When these steps feel hard or ineffective, the psalmist's advice is to circle back, to keep preaching the truth to your soul over and over. Don't give up on reminding yourself, why are you cast down? Hope in God. The more we practice this, the stronger we get. It's like preachers have to do it 100 times to find their voice. Well, the same goes for preaching to ourselves. Do it in joy. Do it in peace, so you're ready when the hard times come. In essence, last week we focused on the joy we have in Christ, and now we're reminded that even in that joy, dark times happen. Psalm 42 gently helps us recognize the reality of spiritual depression, but also offers a roadmap through its self-encouragement, remembering God's love, rational reflection, and persistent prayer. And don't forget, none of us are meant to walk through this alone. Community matters. If you're feeling this spiritual darkness, reach out to your church family, to me, to others. There's strength in leaning on one another. So, if you're there now, feeling distant or down, begin preaching to yourself the hope of God's salvation. It's not the end. Joy will come again, and God is with you in the valley, steadying your soul. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, take heart. You're not alone. Amen.